Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
He just has to look in the mirror for
the
that.
The bond. Good morning, all you hick motherfuckers.
Hey, I'm Jason.
And I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate. And this is Tales from the Hicks.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, I can tell. This is going to be a good one.
This is going to be something. Well,
it should be.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Toby Keith there.
Well, then. Let's start off this week with... you got some weird news?
Yeah.
Let's start off with that.
We're going to change that up.
We're switching up everything.
Should we let the viewers know, or listeners, as the case may be? This is a standalone episode that we are recording not in...
current time?
Yeah, not in the timeline with everything else.
We're in the future.
Basically, we're making a backup in case something happens, and we can't record 1 week. This one will be stored in a vault. And you'll get to hear it if and when we can't meet up on a given week to record.
Okay.
It's true.
So we won't have emails, or it won't be in, you know, whatever topic we discussed last week, we'll not be discussing now because we're recording this way in the past.
Yeah.
All right.
But it is 70 degrees right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right meow?
What
right
if it dropped now. A degree?
Well, I think that's because that storm moved in.
When's the last time you refreshed your phone? Because my phone says it's 67 degrees.
Mm. 47 minutes ago.
Huh. Well, wow.
Okay. What's your wind at?
Uno momento, por favor.
Oh,
breezy.
Hey, you're pretty good.
Mine's
at
cinco.
Mine says it's 67 degrees. It feels like 63.
Ooh.
No precipitation for at least 60 minutes.
Huh. It was raining when I'm out there.
It's raining. I can see it.
Your phone sucks. Mm. You should have took that online course.
Well, see, mine's still set to Eau Claire.
Oh, we're not there.
Current location. Ah, yes. Lake Halley, Wisconsin. It's rain ending in 8 minutes. 67 degrees. Feels like 63.
Start the timer. 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would bet money on this.
Yeah?
AccuWeather is incredibly accurate.
Yeah. Mm. So it's not just a clever title.
Yeah, it is.
Accu.
Yeah. See what they did there.
See?
Accurate. Suck it.
So I'll start. I mean, you're getting to a news story. I got something that's kind of like a news story. I was watching these reels, and it kind of as it would relate to my job, but there was a video of a court hearing.
Mm, it's on my list.
Is it?
Go ahead.
Where they were doing a Zoom hearing. Or hearing by Zoom.
I seen it too.
The judge comes on, and the defendant is on Zoom, but he's obviously driving in his car while he's supposed to be attending this court hearing.
Hang on, I'm just pulling into the doctor.
Yeah, right. He had an appointment. Yeah. He had an appointment, right? That guy?
Yeah. Yep. I'm just pulling into park. I got to park. I'll be with you in a second. Yeah. And the judge is like, he has a highlighter, and he just kind of like, flips it like that, like he's just like, what is going
what
on? Like we do,
fuck.
Like we kind of do quite a bit ourselves where we're just like, what is going on here? And the judge comes on and says, well, isn't he being tried for driving without a license? And now he's on Zoom.
driving.
And he's like, oh, warrant for him, turn himself in
bench
at 6
warrant
o'clock.
Or bond warrant or whatever the fuck he said.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, slap his wrist and send him out the next day.
Well,
how stupid do you got to be, though? I have a court hearing for a suspended license. Let me hop on this Zoom call while I'm in my fucking car.
Driving. Without a license.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. First one. So this is kind of sad. Anyways. So this ASWO, Anti-Scam Worldwide Organization, Global Losses to Pig Butchering Scams. And that title kind of threw me. I'm like, is this like some weird butcher scam that's going on? But all it is all the scams where they call you about Social Security, or where they try and scam the old people, or all the scams worldwide have exceeded $1 trillion that people have been scammed out of by all these places.
We're in the wrong business.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever watched any of the specials, though. I've watched specials on YouTube and stuff. They have entire, like, basically high-rise buildings.
Call centers.
In Italy, or not Italy, India.
Yeah.
That are call centers for these scams. Like, hundreds or thousands of people work there.
Yeah, I've watched...
it's crazy.
I've watched YouTube videos where the guy ends up scamming the scammers. So
Mark Rober?
I don't think that was his name. I can't remember what it was called, but I think there's a couple of them out there. Yeah. But he, like, has somebody that is over in India or whatever, and they'll go in and then they'll somehow hack into their security camera system so they can watch them, or they'll hack into their cameras on their computers and they can watch them while they're watching. And it's kind of funny when you watch them get scammed.
It's
like
just
that.
Crazy that's, and people know that it's going on, and it just continues to happen.
Right.
Like, that's sad. But anyways.
Well, in a way, it's kind of like everyone knows to get up to speed when you're merging onto the highway, yet there's still people that don't.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of dumb fuckers.
That's true. But there's a movie, I think it's on Netflix, that just, I don't know if it just came out, but I just watched it, about that.
Really?
How the guy, then he turns it around because they scammed her out of everything, like millions of dollars, and then he goes to he finds where they're at, and he...
Oh, that's The Beekeeper.
That's it. That's the movie.
It's
that
not
is
a documentary, but...
It's a movie still.
It is. That's the one with Jason Statham. Where he kills them all.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you guys?
No.
Watch it tonight.
I want to see it.
I got it in Netflix a few months ago.
It's not on Netflix.
Oh.
No. Are you sure?
I don't think so. Because that just came out of the theater a while ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that was just in the theater.
Well, I watched it at home, so.
Yeah, maybe it's on like Paramount or something.
Don't know.
It might be on Prime.
Or Prime.
I have that. But watch it. Okay. You're going
to
enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait.
I ended up getting, and this is way off topic, but I ended up getting rid of Netflix because it seemed like I had seen all the movies that were on there or that seemed interesting. And the ones that I hadn't seen that seemed interesting were European or British or whatever. And it's like, I just can't. What? I had a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Or however they talk.
It's on Prime.
Yeah. It's okay if you're racist. I mean, you can just say it.
Fuck the Brits. Fuck the Brits.
Fuck the tea.
Fuck the Brits. Hey, we didn't... Bloody hell. Yeah. I don't know if we have many European listeners. I know we got one in Germany.
You bloody twat.
Yeah, I don't think he talked like that. Bloody twat. Anyway, let's get back into some news. We're on a tangent.
Yeah, it happens. Second one. An Amazon driver delivers a package into some people's garage. Inside the garage, their garbage cans are on fire, and smoke is billowing out of them. Amazon driver just walks in, sets a package down, turns around and walks out. Doesn't call 911, doesn't do nothing. And it's all on their Ring doorbell camera. I mean, he didn't break the law or anything, but Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, like, oh, their shit's on fire. Maybe I better dial 911. It's not like it's a barbecue grill smoking or something, you know.
Brings a whole new meaning to, it's not my job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like my last relationship was a dumpster fire.
Burn.
Ba-dum-tsh. Thank you. I'm here all night. All
right.
I'm sure he has feelings, too. Okay?
But what are your garbage cans doing inside the garage?
A lot of people keep them in there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it stink?
Depends what you put in them.
Well, I guess some people have buckets and they shit in them and they keep it in the garage, so maybe. I don't know. I just think that would.
Yeah, but I take the bag out into put it into the garbage can.
Right, but you
so
don't
I don't
keep
want
the garbage...
that garbage can. No, I don't keep them in the garage. They stink.
Yeah, that's more
but
or less what I said.
How many people shit in a bag and then
I think
I'm going to guess one. There's.
At least one.
If we were to take a certain, you know.
Maybe we'll put that on our page.
For our, I would like anybody who listens to ask everybody that they know.
after they tell them about our show.
Yes, please and
shares
thank
it,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there is another person out there who has a bucket in their garage that they shit in when their bathroom is preoccupied, I would love to hear it because I feel like Jason's got to be one of one.
Well, and
we did have an emailer who was interested in putting a.
We did. Kind of in fact, I think it was our very first.
Yeah.
But on that token, not, I would say, so you more than once, like and on an occasion, not just a one time thing. Like, yeah, I'm sure,
I mean that you've got it in your garage to use on a regular basis.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was right. getting at.
Maybe before the show started, it would have been just one, but now he's raised awareness. He's like trailblazing for the.
I don't think that's how that works.
Garage Shitters of America, the GSAs.
Ooh.
You know, it's like.
Get a tat.
It's a movement in more than one way.
Gas?
Speaking of tats, can you believe that guy had a twisted T tattoo?
I cannot. When he pulled it up, he was proud as fuck.
I almost went, don't pull that. Don't pull your shorts up too much more. I'm going to see your fucking vag hang out.
Yes. I mean, he pulled it up like.
Proud. If you can't tell, I'm a fan. Whoop.
It was there. Like
Chad and I went out for dinner before we came here tonight. We met up to get some grub.
Yeah, it was fine. We sat next to each other.
Hey. Hands.
Yeah.
Well, don't judge. This is a safe space.
This is a safe space.
All right. I wanted to buy Chad a nice dinner.
That's and cute. It was a nice dinner.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Anyway.
The bartender came over and was talking our ears off about hats, because apparently he's really into collecting hats.
I can't fault him for that.
No, and I don't either, but I mean, I don't think you're like, oh, I've got a hat that's worth $80. You're not that kind of... He collects hats like people collect baseball cards, I think. Yeah. But anyways, whatever. You got a hobby. Yeah. He was telling us about a Twisted Tea hat that he's got, and he's like, oh, he went into great... detail about where the Twisted Tea hat came from and
how he got it,
a limited edition, and how he acquired it. And then he goes, I'm a big fan of Twisted Tea, in case you can't tell. And he pulls up his left, his right short leg, and he's got a full thigh from like just above the knee to groin, basically, Twisted Tea tattoo of like the entire logo. Like you took it off a 12 pack and put it on his fucking thigh.
Yeah.
I was like, huh.
Big fan.
That's a weird flex, but okay.
It's got to be a special kind of love to be that big of a fan to get something tattooed on you for life.
I mean, sure. Packer tattoo. Absolutely.
Galen.
Yeah, I get family. I get.
Just.
But.
I say that because I have.
I know. Gary Allen, who nobody's ever heard of.
No, he opens up for openers.
Who?
He opens for the opener.
What's your next news story? What's your next news story?
Here's another poll I'd like to throw out there for all our listeners. If anybody out there has ever heard of Gary Allen and your name's not Nate Lytle, or you're not personally associated with Nathan so that you know it, you know, by proxy, let us know, because I'd never fucking heard of him before Nate. But Nate deep throats him on a regular basis.
I'll have you know that he's married now.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a bad day for you.
Did that crush your hopes and dreams?
Hey, I've had better days.
Gary Allen.
How many times have you seen him in concert?
I would say, upwards of the low 20s. I'd say about 20, I think 23, 24, 25, somewhere in there.
Jeez. And what is the,
how much do they pay you to go to the concerts?
I pay.
What's the requirement before you're considered a stalker?
I think that's what they call a groupie in the music
business. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'll be honest though, I think of like some of the followers, I'm actually quite low from what I've seen. Other people have had shirts or signs or whatever. This is my 50th show or this
Are most of these people identify as she, her?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Whatever. I like it.
Yeah, well.
As I say.
Whatever you're into.
As I was saying.
Just because I can't name a single song that he sings doesn't mean that he's not a good singer. Nothing wrong with that.
What's the next news story?
So if anybody out there has heard of Gary Allen, let us know. Or if you know anybody that shits in a bucket in their garage on a regular basis.
Back to back.
That's me.
Holes.
I do. Hey, Jason does.
Speaking of shit in a bucket in your garage, I did read an article one time about a husband and wife who had been married for a year or two, and the wife thought her husband's poops were far too stinky, and she would not allow him to shit in the house.
Mm.
When he had to shit, he would go down the road to the gas station.
Not a fucking chance.
Nope, yeah. Zero chance.
Nope. None.
Mm-hmm. That would not ever occur.
She's going to have two options.
Uh-huh.
One, I'm shitting in the house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or two, she's going down the road.
She's going in the bucket.
Actually, honestly, I said what I would probably do, just because she's got to be that kind of gal, I would grab a newspaper and go pop a squat in my front yard. She's like, oh, you can choose. I'm going to shit right here next to this tree in my front yard, or you can let me shit in the house.
Yeah, put your foot down.
Mm. Yep. And some duty.
Yep.
Duty.
Anyway, sorry.
Duty.
So, next one. North Korea's Kim Yo Jong calls feces-filled balloons sincere presents for goblins of democracy in South Korea. So, apparently, people in the North Korean government are taking very large balloons, not like hot air balloon size, but larger than like we've got a birthday party balloon, right? Mm-hmm. And they're using the balloons to float garbage bags full of shit into South Korea.
I heard this article. Is it saying in your article, are these controlled remotely or no?
There was debate as to whether or not they were.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't
dig into it. Some of it said that North Korea couldn't control where the bags went, but then others were saying that they were basically driven there.
And why is this?
Because of the big, I'm not a political guy, but the big issues between North and South Korea.
Oh, okay. Apparently. Yeah, yeah, gotcha. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit wars going on.
Well, as soon as I heard that article and then did a little reading on it, I thought of Jason. I was like,
yeah, 100%.
Start selling that in fucking bags of shit.
Yep. Jason could probably send it to fucking North Korea.
Send it up.
Bag it up.
Ship it down to Iowa. Give it a trial.
Yeah. Ooh. Start a shit war with Iowa.
Oh,
shit balloons.
But don't get it on the,
Well, I wonder how far does, like, if you fill up a balloon with helium, how far that they actually travel before they pop and just kind of come down to Earth?
That's a good question. Ways.
So, I mean.
Google.
Don't try this at home.
So then this is not really a news story, but it kind of is. But it's something I thought worth discussing. I was reading an article about how much it would cost if somebody wanted to watch every NFL game this year. And the cost absolutely blew my mind.
You mean to go to the games?
No, to watch them at home. Because they're on so many different platforms now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you get Sunday ticket, and that kind of covers it, and it's like $300-$400.
No.
Right, yeah.
So, sorry, I got to find the spot in here. I lost it now. But it was like $865 or something like that if you wanted to watch every single game. Because there's games on CBS, Fox, Disney, which is, you know, the bundle of ESPN, ABC, ABC Plus.
Right.
NBC, which includes Peacock, which is a premium pay.
Yep.
Amazon, NFL Network, and Netflix.
There's a game on Netflix?
There's two games on Christmas Day.
I was gonna say Christmas.
That will be on Netflix this year.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because what do they say? Eventually they figure majority of the games will have to be paid for extra, like in the coming years.
Yep.
Like, you're going to have to pay, just like everything, eventually. I mean, we already pay for cable. Sure, you can watch local channels, but everything else you're already paying for. And that's what they said, that they're, you know, it's obviously at the bottom dollar is what they're all going for.
Yeah, it was over $800 if you wanted to watch every episode.
I like it, but
seeing contracts at $500 million, I can't imagine why they are running short of money and needing to get charged the fans.
Well, it's just, I get it, right? They're in a business of making money, but they're pricing their fans out of, you know,
for sure attending.
Yeah, I mean, it's hundreds of dollars if you want to go to a game.
Yeah,
and that's just, and again, don't get me wrong, right? Like, it's tougher in Green Bay because the fans are, every single game is sold out. I mean, Minnesota probably is never sold out, so you can get tickets for, you know, nothing, basically, I'm sure. I mean, honestly, I don't even, what are tickets for the Vikings? $5 or $10? I mean,
Right around 140. Are depending on where you're sitting and what you're watching.
I really didn't. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've only been to a couple games in Minnesota and never in the new stadium, but it seems like tickets are much easier to get to go to that stadium than they are for Green Bay.
For sure.
Just, you know.
I agree.
But, you know, and so, like in Jacksonville and stuff where those stadiums are probably never sold out, tickets probably aren't crazy, but still it's a lot of money to go to an NFL game.
Well, just to park. I mean, you're looking at
parking, going to the game,
$40 to
your
park.
Tickets, food if you want, drink if you want. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But most of the stadiums are still selling out.
Well, they're making them, they're building new ones for what? What isn't Chicago's new one like projected at like $3.5 billion?
Yeah, it's billions of dollars.
Right.
But think of all the revenue they bring in from stuff other than football too.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling those concerts out.
Yeah, soccer.
Yeah, soccer concerts. I mean, Kevin Hart has sold out stadiums for comedy shows, you know. That's I can't imagine the amount of money that those bring in.
Just wait until we get there.
Tales from the Hicks. Live from Madison Square Garden.
Break room. Sorry, I had to.
Live from the maintenance closet of Madison Square Garden.
Hey, move that broom handle. Hey,
put it right there.
When do we get Chad to come out of that closet?
Yeah. So, yeah, those were all of the newsy things that I had.
Newsy.
What about a mail bucket? Should we do...
Do we got mail?
Well...
I think we have non-email mail.
As we found out...
That's me?
As we found out once before...
Would this be called P-mail?
Paper mail?
P-mail.
Snail mail?
Do we got a sound or no?
Oh, we do.
Thoughts by Jason.
Deep thoughts from the bucket.
Master.
This would be, deep thoughts from the bucket.
I got mail.
There it is. Here we go.
Ooh, clap on that.
Thank you.
Let's go.
All right.
So here it is.
Yeah. Oh. He's logging in. To his...
I hope nobody steals my password on this.
He's clicking print.
And so what I got here...
What we've got here is an 8x13 college ruled piece of paper.
Yep. Yellow in color.
Is now I was, again, I was thinking at work, so I had to jot this down.
Sure.
So what I got on here is, do you guys remember when we were way younger, of course, obviously, the JCPenney catalog with all the toys that were inside this 2-inch thick.
Yep.
And then you'd have to go through the book and circle all your presents of what you want, because Jan used to do that with us.
Yep.
Jan is a babysitter, so we'd all sit down and circle through that, and I was just, that was one of the things that popped into my head. I'm like, hey, you guys remember that? I don't know if you remember, Chad.
I do.
Yeah, you remember that? And you have to go through and circle all the gifts you would want from Santa and all that.
I remember getting huge catalogs. I never circled anything for stuff from Santa, but yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff in there.
Did you guys ever get the
East Bay?
East Bay, but the gigantic Cabela's.
No.
So I used to order.
Never made it on their mailing list.
I used
for some
to order
reason.
A lot of Hunt and Fishing stuff from Cabela's, and apparently, if you order enough, you get a hardcover magazine, quote unquote. But it has got to be about 3 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
You could kill somebody with that thing. It's so big. And you'd always get that, like, late summer, early fall, I would get that gigantic Cabela's. I can't even imagine what it cost to mail that to me. Yeah.
Nice.
That's crazy. No. No, I do remember circling stuff.
Yeah.
I still do that for myself now. Just little reminders. Well, I guess for me now it's saved cart, and then you just come back to it later. But
my wife and I were looking at something on my phone one night, and so what I do is anything that like catches my interest, if it's not an Amazon thing or whatever, I just leave that tab open in Chrome.
Uh-huh.
So I have like 72 tabs or pages in my Chrome open. And I was talking to Kristen. I was like, oh, I was going to show you this thing. And I'm like scrolling through all of my pages tabs that I have open. You know, she's like, what in the fuck? And I'm like, well, all this stuff is I'm thinking I might want to buy someday or something that piqued my interest. Or So, I mean, I know you can save a shortcut, but then you got to like dig down into your Chrome to find it. So I just leave the tab open. And
on that note, I just screenshot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'll just take a quick, and I'll be like, what the fuck? What am I going to do with that?
No, the nice thing now with screenshots, though, when you screenshot it, it'll save, like you click on, you bring up that picture, it'll bring it up. Yep. It'll say, go to site, and you just go to site. Yeah, that's cool.
Jason, I'm sure you're familiar with all these things.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know exactly what you guys are talking about right now.
Your neighbor, Joanne, I think my babysitter was just down the block.
Right across the alley.
Yeah, down the alley, same side. Yeah. You were on one alley end, and I was on the other.
Oh, really? I thought it was like just right across the...
Nope. There was only probably two houses in between.
Yeah.
It's working again.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
We got fire.
So
what else we got?
I got one more thing here.
Okay.
When you were talking about Landon graduating.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That brought up a thing. This happened a long... I just graduated high school, so I was...
So this was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. 19, maybe. I was 19, maybe 20.
When you graduated?
Yeah, when I graduated.
What the fuck?
No, I was already graduated high school. I was 19, 20, maybe 21 at the most. I don't even know. But anyway, I worked with this guy. We're going to call him John because I don't remember what the fuck his name was. But anyway, he was a younger guy. And we worked together, and he's like, hey, would you want to help me? He lived in New Auburn. So he goes, would you want to help me come over? It was a Friday night. Come over to my house and set up this big, huge army tent, whatever it was, 20 by 30 or 30 by 40 or whatever it was, for his sister's graduation. I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, whatever. You know, I'll help.
Yeah.
And so... He gave me the address or whatever, and I can't remember. Is it Double S that comes out of Bloomer up there?
Yep,
that
goes all the
and
way.
It goes all the way up through New Auburn or whatever. Okay,
yeah, sure does.
So we were up New Auburn, anyway, and he goes, "Be at the house around 6 because my dad will be home, and then we can." I'm like, "All right." So I got done with work, showered, went up to New Auburn to the house there, and. He goes, well, we have to go to my Uncle Joe's house to go get this tent. Uncle Joe lives in Shatek.
Holy fuck.
All right. So Double S we go, right? Because that takes you right into Shatek too.
Bowling alley.
Yeah. So we get the tent, come back. So however, whatever, that's half hour up there, half hour back. So an hour, 7 o'clock-ish time. Well.
Abraham.
Sure.
Is this at night or in the morning?
P.M.
P.M.
Okay.
P.M., yeah. And so cousin Timmy, he was at the house when I showed up, and I should have known something was wrong when I first pulled into the driveway because there was three cars on blocks. The one, which was off a little bit, had grass like 4 feet tall on this fucking car, you know. So anyway, we had gone up to Shatek, got the tent, come back, laid this big thing out, and there was, because Uncle Joe had this tent all out, just come and get it. We got the tent laid out, no stakes, no those great big huge poles to hold this thing up.
Just the canvas?
It was just the canvas. So the dad there, he called Uncle Joe and said, where's the tent stakes or the poles? Oh shit, I forgot to get those. Fucking Timmy, that's Uncle Joe's son, he goes, I'll run home and get them. And he had this old Ford farm truck thing. It was old, 70 year. He tore out of the house there, just dust flying, you know. Takes off. So now we're 7:30-ish, 7:45, whatever. he had to go back to Shatek to get the poles. So we, and then the dad goes, well, we can set up picnic tables and chairs and whatever. And we got all that stuff. It was like, now we're pushing 8:30, quarter to 9 o'clock, maybe we'll see.
It's dark. We're getting there.
Timmy's not back yet. We're like, what the hell? So dad calls Uncle Joe. Where's Timmy? Well, he left already. Whoa, now we're something's wrong. Just as we're like, well, we'll give him a little bit, you know, and we got all the rest of the shit put up. Here comes Tim pulling back. As we were just getting ready to load up to go look for Timmy, he comes pulling in the driveway. Front end smashed to shit, right? He comes pulling. Guys, you ain't gonna fucking believe this. You ain't gonna believe it. And he's a total hillbilly. Tim, man.
I was gonna say, be careful. These might be our prime listeners.
Yeah, I know, but they're gonna understand what is going on here in just a second. He comes, guys, you ain't gonna believe this. I just hit the biggest deer that I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, really? He goes, and I threw it in the back. He put it in the back, in the bed of the truck. All right.
Please tell me it wasn't dead.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what happened. So Timmy has this fucking deer in the back of the bed of this truck. And, of course, you know, the grill's all smashed in. I mean, he goes, and it was a big doe. It was a big one. And we were looking at it or whatever. Oh, he goes, I was over wherever he was on Double S, and this deer jumped out, and he had to load this deer up. By That's what took, so that was what was taking forever to load this deer up. And as he's telling this story, I'm looking at this deer in the bed of the truck, and I'm like,
fucker's breathing.
Exactly what I said. I'm like, that fucking deer's not dead. I go, you know, if you look at something, if you ever guys went to a funeral or whatever, if you look at somebody and it looks like they're breathing yet, you know, because that's what you always see, somebody, their chest moving. And I'm looking at this deer and I'm like, nah, that fucking thing is breathing. So I told the dad there, I'm like, it's dark now. I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night. I go, that deer's not dead. Tim's like, no, I hit it. I was going like 65. I hit this thing. I smashed it. And I shit you not, as he was saying, and he grabbed like the ear of this deer, and that fucking thing jumped out of the bed of that truck and took off. And I'm like, holy shit, that did just not just happen. It did happen, because that deer took off, you know, and Tim's like, what the hell? Who's, you know, like, who's going to fix my truck? I'm like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
I'm like, I never helped him set the tent. I never went back because I was done. I'm like, guys, it's like 9:30 at night. I'm going home. You know, so
did he
enough of that shit.
Bring
I never
stakes?
Went back. I never talked to him again. I never had anything. Yeah, he had this.
He did have them.
Yeah,
least, were,
right, well. Yeah, but he, because he had ran home to Shatek, and then he came back, and that's when he hit the deer.
It on the way back.
Hit it on the way back to New Auburn there. But good Lord,
I have kind of a similar
that's
story.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Timmy.
Timmy.
Yeah.
My dad was going to work one morning, and so he took off for work. And I grew up out in the country, and you guys know that. And maybe like two or three city blocks from our house, just down the road, my dad hit a deer on his way to work. And he usually left for work at like, let's say, 4:30 in the morning. He knows our neighbor, Pat, leaves for work at like 4:45, right? Like 15, 20 minutes after my dad. So my dad hits his doe, and it's down. And he's like, well, shit, Val, take some fresh venison, you know? So he pulls the truck over, walks up to the doe. Just as he gets up to the doe, it starts to get up. And he goes, well, fuck that, I want this deer. So he jumps on top of the deer. And my dad always, his whole life, carried a knife on his hip, an old timer, not really a pocket knife. It was too big for that, but he had it in a sheath, a leather sheath on his hip. And he always carried that. And he's like, so I grabbed this. So let me start the story. I was getting ready for school when my dad came back home. And he walked into the house, and both of his arms were shredded. Chunks of skin were hanging off of his both forearms, bloody as shit, face beat up. And Mom and I are like, what the fuck happened? Right. You know, I'm just a little tight getting ready for school, getting ready for the bus. And my dad proceeds to tell this story. So he said, he's like, the deer started to get up. So I jumped on top of it, reached on my hip, grabbed my knife, started to cut its throat. His knife was so dull. He's like, I could have rode to China on that thing. He's like, the day before at work, he was cutting a bunch of cardboard or something with his knife. Hadn't sharpened it yet. And he's like, I could not cut that fucking deer's throat. So he's like, here I am wrestling this fucking deer, you know, and it's not a fan of that.
Right.
So he said, I decided I just needed to keep him there for a couple minutes until Pat showed up, because Pat was going to be driving by on his way to work.
Right.
And he's like, I'll get the tire iron. He's like, so he's like, the deer was kind of down. He's like, I'm on top of it and it's struggling, but not crazy. And he said, so I grabbed it by the ears and I bounced its fucking head off the blacktop. And he said it was out. So I hopped up, was going to go get the tire iron out of the back of the truck. All of a sudden I heard something. Here's the deer getting up. Well, you son of a bitch, he says. So I run back. He's like, I grabbed that fucker by the back, pick it up, full body slam down onto the ground, hop back on top of it. He's like, now the deer's real awake and it's real unhappy.
Yeah.
And he's like, that thing is clawing at me. He's like, that's where my arms are shredded from its hooves.
Right.
He said, that son of a, he's like, in retrospect, I probably should just let it go, right? But now it's kind of like personal. It's me against the deer, you know? So he said, he's like, I'm going to show this thing who's boss. So he said, I grabbed it by its ears again. And he said, I just pounded his fucking head off the blacktop two or three times. And he's like, it let out a good beller, and it just, his eyes rolled back in his head. And I was like, all right, I got him now, you know. He said, I got up, made it just about to the truck. And he said, I heard that son of a bitch get up again. And he said, I didn't get back in time to take care of it. But he's like, it was hurt bad. It was bleeding, you know, from getting hit with the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came in the house, you know, just beat to hell. And first thing he did, he's like, fucking Pat never showed up. So first thing he did was called the neighbors and said, Pat, why the fuck wouldn't you? Here, Pat was sick with the flu and he didn't go into work that day.
Wow.
But then to add insult to injury, my dad called the neighbor on the other side of us who owned that land where the deer went in.
Mm-hmm.
And asked if he'd have permission to go onto his land to track the deer, because there was a heck of a blood trail,
mm-hmm.
probably from its face, but a heck of a blood trail going off into the woods there. And the neighbor told him no, he wouldn't give him permission.
Oh.
And then 10 minutes later, we saw the neighbor take off tracking the deer.
Oh,
and we were never big friends with them anyways, but yeah, to add insult to injury. But
yeah,
yeah, nothing like wrestling a fucking whitetail on the side of the road at 5 a.m.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And your neighbor doesn't show up.
Yeah.
One day he's sick.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
God damn it, Pat.
Oh, man, he was beat up. We want to do the new thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a dictionary.
So we got a new segment we're going to try out where I go to Urban Dictionary.
Well, and as a reminder, this is a pre-recorded show, so this may not be new by the time you hear this.
That's true.
This might be...
You might have heard it a whole bunch of times.
Right. Well, let's hope.
But I'm going to Urban Dictionary, and I'm just going to click the random button, and I'll scroll through. Hang on, I got to do this.
You want to kind of give a little rundown of what...
So Urban Dictionary is slang, basically.
Yep.
Slang words or different phrases, and they could be just the most random thing you've ever heard of. It's kind of like Wikipedia in that the users can edit as they want. Anybody can go onto Urban Dictionary and put anything in, but
add their own words or do whatever.
So there's a lot of stuff you probably never heard of. So I'm going to scroll through here.
Chad's heard of and done quite a few of some of them.
Yeah. So here's the first one.
Just once. One time.
Oh, this is a new one on me. So this is called a hot Dutch box. What do you guys think that this might be?
Hot Dutch box. Well, I know.
Well, it'd be like a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Not?
When you fart under the covers and pull them over the head.
Yeah.
But a hot Dutch box. I don't know. Box makes me think there's a vaginal region involved.
South mouth?
There's a south mouth involved. Yeah.
Hmm. Where you do it to yourself?
You have a vaginal region?
Doesn't sound like fun. No.
Chad, do you have a south mouth?
But a hot.
Not an actual south mouth. Oh. No. No. I have a south region. Yeah.
All right.
Should we have the definition?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Hot Dutch box, allowing the release of frothy butt foam while your partner is below the covers performing oral on you. So we'll use it in a sentence since Urban Dictionary is good enough to do that.
Origin, please.
Last night, I inadvertently hot Dutch boxed my girlfriend. She should have known better. It was Taco Tuesday, that stupid bitch.
I mean, so, yeah, realistically, it's on her. She should have known, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, when in doubt, pass the blame.
There it is.
Hot Dutch box.
That's Dutch box.
Well, I got plans for the weekend. I don't know what you guys up to.
I'm busy.
Well, I didn't mean you.
Well, I'm just clarifying. I'm busy.
Here's another one.
Mm.
And I'll just premise this by saying I would have never guessed that this is what this is. Accidental friendly fire.
Mm. Well, I mean, friendly fire in itself is supposed to be accidental.
Right.
Right.
But knowing that this is coming from Urban Dictionary makes me think it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Say the word again.
Accidental friendly fire.
You shit yourself. It's like a shark.
Yeah, but if it's a friendly fire, I'm assuming someone else has to be involved.
Yeah, you shit on somebody or you're pissed on
them. Yeah, sure.
Shit on someone else or pissed on someone else.
Right.
Or maybe you miss the urinal and you piss on your foot.
Right, when the person's taking a dookie and you're just standing there and you piss on their foot.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
No?
No.
Okay. Maybe that's why this is a new one to you then.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so here we go.
tell us how wrong we are, please.
To prematurely ejaculate.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah. So to use it in a, this is more than a sentence, but anyways, guy. Oops. Hang on. Girl. Oops, what? Oh, why is it slippery all of a sudden? Guy. Sorry, babe. It was a little accidental friendly fire. I'll get you next time.
And she never heard from him again.
That's a yikes. Good word to put it there.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yep. Accidental.
I know some people that were products of accidental friendly fire. do we want to throw out what, I guess, some of the ones that we had before we started this segment? Just kind of base an idea on where this came from or how the idea came up of doing this. Some of the things that Chad said that he has done.
Only
once.
That's a lie.
He said only once.
Oh, yeah. So what do we have?
It's a lie.
Chad said docking? Chad said he was one of the dockers, docking, and he did belt looping.
No, the belt looping was Jason.
Jason was a belt looper. What did I do?
Well, we'll just go.
You did the belt looping.
I don't even think belt looping's in there.
Oh, it's in there.
Docking.
A very intimate and intense sexual act. Performed by two uncircumcised men. Guy one pulls his foreskin back and holds it, while guy two stretches his open and outward as far as possible over the head and shaft of guy one's penis. Then guy one repeats the procedure as he's releasing all of his foreskin that he was holding back tightly, pulling the opening out and as far down as possible, over guy 2's penis, making sure guy 2's foreskin stays in place. When complete, both cockheads are touching tip to tip, encased inside of each other's foreskin. The dual coverage, combined with the moist juices starting to flow from each of them, creates... I was doing good. creates a suctioning effect somewhat similar to a fleshlight, helping to hold everything in place while jacking both weenuses as one. An effect much like that of those Chinese finger handcuffs.
I was going to say.
Allowing quite a bit of masturbating action while easily staying inside of each other. The sensation is so intense that both guys will quite often ejaculate simultaneously. No accidental friendly fire here. Visually filling the foreskin, coupling with so much cum you can see it swell to the point of overflow.
I'm going to take my headphones off
now. Slowly and erotically uncoupling the foreskins and savoring warm, wet sensations, working their still hard penises together with their intermingled juice.
Jason's getting a boner.
I think.
God damn.
I'm just going to go with what it really means is just. Fishing. You put the dock, you know, the dock's there. You just put the boat there.
Are you sure we want to do this?
Oh, my goodness. Somebody else
this
wrote
is
that.
For us. If wow. Nobody else likes I it, mean, I don't care.
Oh, gracious. Man.
So we can do Blumpkin next.
Ah.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Blumpkin. Getting a blowjob while sitting on the toilet taking a shit.
Does it work on a bucket?
I don't know. So, as used in a sentence here on Urban Dictionary, dude, she was so ugly and fucked up, I probably could have gotten a blumpkin.
Nice.
Jeez.
Ooh, you gotta really be a team player, I think, for that one.
You gotta be ballsy to even ask. Oh. I don't think that's something that you can ask for. I think it's something that just she has to, like, I don't think you can
She's
ask.
She's gotta be into it?
Like, she, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something you can be like, honey, come in here.
I don't know if I could get hard while I was taking a dump.
And yeah, I was just going to say, that's something you almost got to reevaluate the relationship with.
I don't think it's something that you would do with someone you like truly love.
But listeners, feel free.
Yeah.
Email in on that.
Email us in. Let us know.
Text, call, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a
So
new
what was
one.
The next one is belt looping?
Belt looping.
Belt looping.
Okay. So, according to Urban Dictionary, and I have not heard of this one, belt looping.
I think Chad was the one that made this entry.
Oh, Chad put this in?
Well, you said users can make entries, so I think.
Yeah, how did you do
that?
Oh,
it does say by C. Rub, December 5th, 2020.
Crub.
Yeah, like crub. Belt looping. When two gay dudes can't rub cocks hard enough in their very tight jeans. So they grab each other. Oh, I should have read this before I tried to read it out. So they grab each other's back belt loops while thrusting with passion. This technique provides the belt looper with more leverage, which increases the level of cock rubbing friction.
Some broke back mountain shit.
Oh boy. Jason, would you demonstrate?
Yeah, you got jeans on or
the whole big place here in front of the fireplace and beautiful. Yeah.
Laid Chad down in front of the fireplace and belt looping. Chad's got belt loops on his cargo pants.
Oh, yeah, but I don't have
jeans. He's got extra loops on his
I don't have jeans on, so it's just not gonna be the same.
Huh. So as Urban Dictionary used it. Did you see those two dudes outside that bar? They were belt looping so hard, I thought I saw some smoke.
God. Oh. Huh.
Ooh. Well, that was a new one for me.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to like this segment.
This is going to be a good one.
Wow.
We're either going to get a lot of likes or a lot of, like, unfollows.
See you, bye.
Yeah,
see you, bye.
It's been real.
I heard you guys use it. I never actually heard the true definition.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I've heard a definition of it. Nothing in detail. By any means did I hear that definition.
Actually, I think I heard that from Joe Rogan, one of his comedy things.
Yeah.
Is where that came from.
Yeah.
Chad's over there like, God, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Yeah, you know, I'm questioning a few things for sure.
Well,
none of those. Oh, jeez. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. I can't wait until the next time I text one of you guys and you don't respond. I'm going to be like, motherfucker's bell looping.
Well, you know it's going to be this one that doesn't respond.
Yeah, I didn't have service.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you didn't.
Yeah. You're going to send a text at 7:15 at night and you won't get a response. You know?
I'll hit you back up at 3 in the morning when I'm up.
That's fine. I'll get back to you at 4 when I get up.
I'll just keep blowing it up.
You can. You can. It will, and I probably sleep through it.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally.
Until 4, and then I'll respond at 4.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll wait a few hours.
I'm at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
already overachiever.
No. Nah.
So that's Sigmund.
Yeah, that was something.
I mean, well, it's something. Yes. Yeah, I guess that sums it up. That was something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have to. Now you guys have to let us know if you want us to continue on with that. And
oh, we're definitely continuing.
I'm thinking.
Or if they have one that they want us to look up.
Yeah, let us know.
You know?
Or if there's a new, something new that
freaks
do in the sheets.
Ooh, the lady. What is it?
Even if we have to branch off and do a second podcast of just Urban Dictionary entries and just have our own. Like, I'll create a whole show off of just that. I'm sure we could talk about this for...
Oh, yeah, this could be... Yeah, this
could be a whole thing.
Well, that's a dictionary. They're big.
Yeah. They are.
Dictionaries are big.
Ben's...
What do we got for hours?
Not that I want to give his secrets away, but he's YouTubing it now.
Docking or belt looping?
I turned away. I quit looking. I gotta know. It's one of them.
I want to know why you're in the video.
Why the username is C Rub?
I would not have guessed that you were uncut.
Yeah. You want me to sign that?
Sign his screen.
Autograph. Can you just mushroom stamp it for me?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, after the show.
He's going to have to undock.
Oh, my God. Here's one.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
Here it is.
Sorry. When you click the random definitions, you got to scroll through a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah. That's what I noticed, too. There was some.
So, this is Creek Chub.
Creek Chub.
Yep. Sounds like a little fish.
I'm going like a half chub is my guess.
You're
creek
chub. Fly fishing for some rainbow trout, I'm guessing. And then
isn't that chub?
A sucker comes up or something.
Ooh.
Oh, a sucker while you're fishing?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. A fish.
Oh.
Sucker fish. Mm.
I don't think we're on the right track at all.
No, wrong.
I'm guessing we're way off.
Yep. Wrong book.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So, creek chub. When you place your flaccid to semi-erect penis in between a partner's swampy butt cheeks, generally done in the morning before a shower or after a long, hot day, named after Semitilus atramalacatusis or the creek chub, a species of minnow. Used in a word or a sentence here. Damn, girl, you smell swampy. I'm trying to work up a creek chub down here.
Oh, God.
Creek chub. Yikes. Jason?
No.
I would like you to try and use that on Lacey.
Yeah.
Please.
Just drop knowledge bombs on her.
Wow.
Be like, check this out.
How's your ass? Your ass feeling swampy?
Get your creek bottom over here.
Your swampy creek ass over here.
Kids go out back and play.
Daddy's got a creek chub.
You try it first, Ben. Let me know how it works.
Creek chub.
Creek chub. Never.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Creek chub.
Oh. Man.
And people, I mean, I know phrases, words, jokes, obviously everybody comes up with them, but that's where these are, like, somebody sat down, thought this through.
Yeah.
Sent it in.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, shit. This is a long one.
Huh. Something we've never heard.
No. Nope. So this is Blue Charlie.
A Smurf, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, and your nickname is Chuck, which is
one of
short
names,
for
yeah.
Charlie.
Well, okay, sure.
So maybe like turning you into a Smurf or
Smurf.
What was it? Blue Charlie.
Blue Charlie.
Blue Charlie.
Maybe it's like cutting off the blood till it turns blue.
Or yeah, Charlie Blue Chunks.
Oh.
And they liked it.
I don't think we're. Or how are we on?
Are we hot or cold? Or we,
yeah. We get it.
You're on an iceberg.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the cutting off the blood part is a little.
Okay.
So, this is a long one. Hang with me.
All right.
Blue Charlie. This sexual act that involves one man and two women. It usually starts
with it so far.
Yeah, it's already better than the first three.
It usually starts with both women laying on top of each other face to face. The man then proceeds to asphyxiate, choke, both women while they pleasure each other using common household items. Most commonly used are, but not limited to, the following. Carrots, ballpoint pens, plungers, water bottles, rolled up newspapers, and for the true pioneers, soda cans.
Ooh.
This continues until one of the women black out. When one of the women eventually blacks out, the man then proceeds to heave his erected penis into the unconscious woman's mouth until she turns blue, thus resulting in the name. In the unlikely situation that both women black out at the same time, giving the man no time to release them, resulting in two unconscious women and only one penis, the man might improvise and use his testicles as well.
I mean,
about all you can say to that is.
I mean, again, each their own, I suppose.
Not something I'm going to put down on my must-do list.
You know. Of all the things, I mean, there was a lot to take in there, but
that's what she said.
Well, that almost sounds like a felony.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You generally,
a lot of people are into the choking thing.
Yeah, you know? You hear that. Yeah. Because it escalates their arousal.
Yeah, it's autoerotic or whatever that's called. Yep. Yeah.
I knew there was a word. I'll spell it for you.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. The thing that surprised me, I guess, was most commonly used with like carrots, ballpark. So that means like there's multiple times that this has happened and multiple different things. Like this wasn't just a one-off.
No, they took some research into it.
Like really makes me think this is a thing.
It's not something this guy will ever be doing.
No.
Because you don't like carrots. I get it.
Sure.
You don't eat the carrots when you're done.
But to me, that one there, that's not a household item.
Carrots? A carrot?
That's a food. I wouldn't say a household item is a food. I mean, yeah, that's what I took out of that, but that's not a household. I mean, if you said household item.
Well, I mean, something you'd find in your house.
So all you got out of that was a carrot.
Let's unpack that.
Yeah,
not the fact that he just strangled this woman.
No, well,
and she's unconscious.
Unconscious.
Seems like she wanted it.
And then he jams his
erect it. You can say it. Say it with me.
That's weird, because you got those eyes that are really.
Yeah, don't look me in the eyes.
Does it make it better?
Yeah. Don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact.
Yeah,
then he forces that down her throat.
Yeah, until she passes out.
Well, she's already passed out.
Well, yeah, she's unconscious.
And you, all you got out of that was a carrot.
A carrot is not a household item.
Yeah, it's not a household item.
Carrot is not a household item.
No, it's a food.
Never mind the passed out blue girl over there.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I didn't speed by that fact, but
That's a felony.
I don't think I would try that in most states.
Do not try that.
You'd almost have to have like a waiver signed first.
I would think.
Which would be weird at the bar or somewhere and be like, yeah. Hey, can you sign this waiver?
What's girls, this for? Girls, come on over.
Well, it's for late night activity.
Who wants a blue charter?
You like carrots? That could be a pickup line. You just walk into the bar and just walk up to a girl and be like, hey, you like carrots?
Yeah. Ladies, I got a bag of baby carrots and two plungers at home. What do you think?
Yep. Or are you a soda can?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's full.
I got a tall boy with your name written all over it, sweetheart.
Just the big ones.
24-ounce silo?
Yeah.
Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you ever seen the things from the company called Dragon?
I don't think so.
The sex toys from the company called Dragon?
No.
Google that.
Okay. I will. Dragon?
Dragon.
Dragging these nuts across your face.
Jesus.
I was absolutely gobsmacked when I saw that this was a thing. I mean, just flabbergasted.
So, Ben, you said you have a tall boy, and you said, hey, ladies, what would happen if you would actually get one home?
It would never happen.
And then she gives you a blue Charlie.
Oh.
And you wake up with a tall boy in the backside.
It's just a Wednesday night.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you see him? Yeah.
That's
not even half of it. I stumbled across it on
Reddit. Why is this not letting me? Like, you got some protected Wi-Fi shit here?
Probably.
It's like wanting me to, like, okay that I can view this picture.
Well, I'm sure you have to be over 18. They're probably making sure.
I don't know if this is safe.
While you guys are off to
Dragon
Land or whatever,
we'll let you guys carry on with that. In the meantime,
don't act like you're not going to search us as soon as we fucking go off air.
Why do you think I'm trying to get off air?
He's already getting off.
Yeah.
I can see it from here.
This one glows in the dark.
All right. Those aren't the one I was talking here. Of.
All right. So
they're gigantic.
You guys head out to Spotify. Make sure you like and follow us out there. Go out to our website, talesfromthehicks.com. Check out our apparel. We all have our episodes out there. We are on YouTube.
You're going to smash that like button.
Smash the like button. That's right.
Back. Yep. And then share with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
Especially the ones you don't. And then you rate us.
And you rate us. Give us a 4-star rating in those cases.
Maybe a 5-star. And
you don't have to close that. You
study these that. Guys, we'll get back to you next time.
5-star. 5-star. And, 5-star.
As you can tell.
Bingo.
As you can tell, we are going to have a good week. You guys all have a good week.
Yeah,
all
right. Thank you.
Thanks for
what's this dragon?
Holding.
Have a good night. Goodbye.
Adios.
All right. Bye.